We're supposed to graduate in June. But even since our studies in June and looked at the job market, we realized that there was really nowhere to go in terms of looking for employment. Because it's not only difficult to get the employment, it's also difficult to even recognize companies where we can get employed. So I just saw that the president, outgoing president of the SRC, and also graduating, being part of the graduating class, I should just confront the chancellor on behalf of our students and tell him that what we really need are jobs. And nothing much. We don't care if we lose until cows come home or whatever. But at least there should be jobs. So we need to just tell the chancellor, also being the president, that please make sure you provide jobs because we need them. So I had to raise a placard during the ceremony.
And what was the reaction of the police?
The police did nothing, but the presidential guard are the ones who actually took me from the, pulled me out from the crowd and went questioning me and asking things that may be asking where who was sponsoring me and everything. But I don't need to be sponsored to realize that things are difficult. I just told them the truth. The truth is central police station. Where we spent tonight and only to be released at 1:07.
What happened at the police station? Were you beaten up or whatever?
No, we were not beaten up once at the police station. They charged us with, they say, criminal nuisance.
And did you understand what that meant?
We had the scratch that we are supposed to continue with our studies and have lectures on Monday. We thought we should just pay the fine and then see how it unfolds. But we are then released after $10 dollars.
So now, what does it mean for you to become an overnight sensation in Zimbabwe for what you did?
I was really not looking at becoming an overnight sensation, but you know, it said that we actually grown so timid not to actually stand up for the truth. And as long as we remain like that, then there is no way we can bring the politicians to book or to become accountable to the people. So it was all about saying, look, as a team, we can't remain silent. The government of the day should actually be brought to book, to be questioned, to actually deliver on certain things, because we cannot continue down this way. And if the youth remain silent, then we are doomed, because the youth of yesterday took action and they won independence. But equally, the youth of today should take action. So it was a matter of saying, look, this is what we have. This is what we want. This is our demand. We demand jobs. We don't demand things, because even if we are given things, we don't have the money to develop them. So we really need jobs. That's real empowerment. What independence for us should mean. We would have something.
So looking at the issue concerning jobs in Zimbabwe, do you think that graduates will ever get employed with the situation as it is today?
As it is today, there is no prospect of getting any employment anywhere in Zimbabwe unless you know someone who is influential enough to get you recruited, maybe by the civil service in Zimbabwe. Because really, there are few companies that are running, and it affects almost all graduates. Find it difficult, and will find it difficult to get employment, because we have those who went before us, who graduated since 2008, we haven't even gotten a job. So it's a bleak situation, and there should be more than that. That's what I feel.
So now, do you fear for your life after protesting yesterday during the graduation ceremony?
To be honest, in a way, I feel under pressure and also a bit worried what will happen to me. But you know what? When you did that, I wasn't even expecting to be alive today, speaking or doing anything. So equally, when I took the decision to do what I did yesterday, I actually knew that it might be the last thing that I do before I join my sister. So I'm not worried about being the youngest and sister. the son to be killed, it still happens. Because after all, there is nothing really which I can say I have to try hard to save my life. Yet the life that I'm living is miserable at the end of the day. Because already we have lost our lives as the youth to the greedy leaders that are in charge. So in the end, I've already lost. So for me to be afraid of dying, that's the least thing I can be afraid of. Because I constantly live in fear of what will I do tomorrow? Will I be able to then leave my children to school if I'm to get married? And if I'm to get married, how will I get married? Where will I put the wife? Where will I take money for basic stuff and even for paying rent? Where will I get employment? What will be the fit like? So it's actually mental torture to continue living in such a situation. So in the end, you come to a point where you say, look, either way, we have already been killed. Our future has been killed as a youth. So there is no life that we can try to save because it is full of stress. And you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. So there is really nothing to be afraid of. Dying might be the best thing that might happen because I'm a believer. Yeah, I might go to heaven if it exists, of which I believe it does.